Hey, everybody. On Saturday, I gave a speech to our Turning Point Action Protect Elections rally that was really positively received. In fact, I had a lot of people asking me to post it again. So here it is. It's about the future of the conservative movement. It's a important speech given to over 6,000 people, and I hope you enjoy it. If you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. If you want to email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com, you could do that. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, which is our educational effort to bring the ideas of American exceptionalism, the beauty of the Constitution, and how important it is to do something about it, go to tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. Thank you guys for supporting us. Enjoy the speech. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. For the last year, a slew of bad policies have weakened America to the point where now even our food supply is in danger. That's why I urge you to get yourself some emergency food from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is America's original patriot preparedness company with millions of American families served. Their food is grown here in America and stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. I'm a big time. Some people call it a prepper. I call it smart person who's trying to make sure whatever's going to happen, we're going to be ready for it. My Patriot Supply is a company you can trust because I trust them. And now you can save 25% off their 4-week food kit that contains breakfast, lunch, dinner, and snacks. If the Chinese hack our cyber grid, everybody, and all of a sudden there's no electric power, are you able to feed your family for more than a day, 2 days? Do you know that they say after 5 days there'll be total chaos and bedlam in the streets? Grocery stores will be plundered. People in the streets will be tearing each other apart. What will you eat? Well, guess what? With My Patriot Supply, you're able to feed yourself for a very long time. 4-week food kit. Maybe you should get a couple of those. I know I have. You get more than 2,000 calories a day. So even when grocery stores are empty, you won't go hungry. Look, here's how this works. You look at all the psychological studies. They say maybe a suburban area can take it maybe a week without all of a sudden people pointing fingers. Hey, the Jones have more food than we do. How about the Smiths? You think that we'll be able to make without the internet for a week? The Chinese are already planning this. So that's why I'm so excited to be able to share with you this new partner. And here's how you can get food in case things go bad. It's preparewithkirk.com. That's it. And save 25% on vital emergency food. You know, people used to laugh all the time. They say, oh, what are you preparing for? Everything's great. I think after the last year, we have realized that everything's not great. They literally have ransomware attacks or they can shut down trains, meatpacking plants, you name it. So right now, I'm telling you, you got to protect yourself against whatever is coming next. So order now, and your 4-week kit will arrive discreetly at your door in the next few days. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit preparewithkirk.com. That's preparewithkirk.com.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. And I spoke to the president back in June, and he said, Charlie, what's going on in Arizona? I said, Mr. President, why don't you come out here, and we're going to tell you all about what's happening in Arizona. And we can't wait to welcome him here on this stage. There's a lot that we still want to get to and talk about. And we're going to hear from the amazing Arizona congressional delegation in just a second here. But I want to talk about the future of the Republican Party and the type of candidates that we need to get behind. And President Trump has changed the Republican Party for better, for the better, and forever. And ever since President Donald Trump went down the golden escalator, the media has not been quite sure how to cover him or the Republican Party. Now, it's one thing to say that you're going to end the endless wars, build the southern border wall, challenge the corporate oligarchy, but then President Trump did the one thing you are not supposed to do in American politics. He did everything that he said he was going to do once he was elected and sworn into office. You see, as soon as President Trump was sworn in, it would have been very easy for him to say, you know what, this embassy thing, we don't need to move it to Jerusalem. It would have been very easy for him to keep the Iranian deal intact. It would have been very easy for him to laugh and say, oh yeah, it's not like I'm actually going to try to build the border wall. It would have been very easy for him to go back on every single one of his promises. The reason why they spied on him and lied about it, the reason why they put Peter Strzok, who should be in prison, by the way, for what he did against Lieutenant General Michael Flynn and Lisa Page and Brennan and Clapper and Comey and every single one of those people for what they did against our president. The reason they did that is because he was an existential threat to the American ruling class. Is because President Trump used to be part of the American ruling class. Billions of dollars of wealth, invited every cocktail party you can imagine, owned sports teams, on the cover of every single magazine. He was a threat because he knew exactly how the people in charge operated. He knew that they would say one thing and do another. Yet when President Trump walked the job sites of his amazing buildings, and he talked to real people, carpenters, welders, electricians, and police officers, he realized that the muscular class in America was not getting a fair deal. He realized that the backbone of our great country was being lied to, propagandized by the media. And he said, how am I going to look at myself in the mirror, having all this wealth and all this power and all this notoriety, and not fighting for the people who cannot fight for themselves? So not only did he run, but he won in a surprise fashion. And then from that day forward, you heard Chuck Schumer say it in early January to Rachel Maddow. The intelligence community has 9 ways back to Sunday to get to you. And boy, did they wage a nonstop war against the man who decided to fight for all of us. But he did not back down. They tried to entrap him from the FBI. They spied on his campaign. And they launched an illegal, unconstitutional campaign of the Mueller investigation that found that there was no collusion. In fact, the only thing that we discovered after dividing our country for 2 years is that the only people that were colluding with the Russian government is the Biden family and the Clinton family. And despite all of that, he did not back down. It would have been easy for President Trump to sue for peace. It would have been easy for him to call a meeting and say enough. It would have been easy for him to say, stop going after my children. I'll do what you want. But he pressed forward. And because of that, he changed the Supreme Court for a generation. Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, over 200 circuit court judges put in place because of President Trump. The wall was being built under his leadership. And finally, things were starting to change. And it all starts to make sense, doesn't it? Why they had to raise the level of what they were willing to do. You see, in the last 18 months, before the 2020 election, the ruling class was getting more nervous than they ever have before. They were worried that this president, who shocked the world in 2016, was on pace to do it again in 2020. They were worried that people were rising up in record numbers. They were worried that for the first time in a generation, a Republican was going to win double digits of the black vote, was going to win a record number of the Hispanic vote. And they were wondering and worrying, what could they possibly do to try to get him out of power? Now, it's not my words, it's Nancy Pelosi's words, where she said, by the way, we have to retire Nancy Pelosi. Am I right, Andy Biggs? We have got to get rid of Nancy Pelosi. But Nancy Pelosi and Democrats, they said they need to use the Chinese coronavirus. And it did come from China, and it came from a laboratory, and Dr. Fauci should be in prison for what he did over the last year. What is done in darkness will always come to light. And I'm telling you right now, what Fauci did in the Wuhan Institute of Virology will be brought to light. And you could say maybe it was intentional, whatever. It came to this country and the entire world. And then the Democrats, the power-hungry Democrats, saw this terrible pandemic as an opportunity to try to change our voting systems for good. And this is where I get a little bit fired up with the weak Republicans that we have around us. This is where I start to lose my patience a little bit with the Republicans that say one thing and do another. It was so obvious that the Democrats were going to try to use this for a mail-in ballot scam. It was so obvious as this was happening, but we were assured by certain people in this state, our mail-in balloting is perfect. How dare you question our apparatus? When we saw in front of us people getting ballots they did not request, when we saw $400 million coming in from the tech oligarchs, the Center for Technology and Civic Life, changing the way we do elections for good. Now, in March, April, June, and July of last year, as the country was shut down, we saw this slow-motion transformation of our election systems for good. And what upsets me the most is this happened in Republican states, in this state and in Georgia. And let's say that this needs to be said once and for all. If you were silent or complicit in what happened in the 2020 election, resign and go rerun as a Democrat. Get the heck out of the Republican Party.
In our fast-paced world, it's time to make reading a priority. At least it used to be. A new app called Thinker, you guys have heard me talk about it, thinker.org/Charlie, T-H-I-N-K-R, has solved that problem by summarizing the key ideas from new and noteworthy fiction, giving you access to an entire library of great books in bite-sized form. Read or listen to hundreds of titles in a matter of minutes, including old classics like Dale Carnegie's How to Win Friends and Influence People. If you want to challenge your preconceptions, expand your horizons, and what? Become a better thinker. Go to thinker.org/Charlie. That's thinkr.org/Charlie to start an extended free trial and put your mind in motion.
What kind of Republicans do we need to support? Republicans like Donald Trump that follow this principle. I'm going to do what I say I'm going to do. I am not going to sue for peace with the Democrat Party. And if you hit us, I'm going to punch back twice as hard because we are here to win. Now, when it comes to election integrity, isn't it interesting that the other side, who is so confident that they won by so many votes, is afraid to show us that they won by so many votes? You know, if you win a sports championship, you should want to watch the replay time and time again. You make DVDs of those games. You talk about those games. You make T-shirts of those games. You don't act as if they don't exist, unless you're the Houston Astros, and you did something you shouldn't have done to go win a certain sports championship. The Democrats in 2020 are the Houston Astros of American politics, stealing signs, cutting corners, and lying the entire way. And I could tell you right now, the deeper we dive into this, the nastier they're going to get. And I want to compliment one group of people. I want to compliment the heroes in the State House and the State Senate that have kept this audit going and have kept fighting to find the truth. You guys deserve credit for what you have done. The number one issue is whether or not we are able to trust the way we put people in positions of power. Our republic falls apart when you don't trust the ballots that are being sent in, when all of a sudden voting locations are changed, when there are 72,000 more mail-in ballots that are received than were sent out. All of a sudden people say, well, I don't trust the person in charge. You know, I have to go listen to the certain people on a cable news channel, which won't be named, talk about how divided America is. If all of a sudden you want to heal America, then tell us what happened in the 2020 election. Join us in this quest to find out whether you won with 81 million votes and you can't even fill a room of 10 people, or maybe that there's more to the story. We're living through multiple issues that are so important to the future of our republic. Election integrity is number one. But our fundamental rights that impact you and our children are right up on the list. Now, there's something that's been really bothering me in the last couple weeks. And I don't care about what your opinion of this certain thing is, but we can all agree on this. We can all agree that no one should be forced to take a vaccine against their will. That no child should have to wear a mask at school, and they will never shut down our churches again. They will never shut down our businesses again. You see, it's time for us Republicans and conservatives to wake up to the game that's being played here. The other side sees something terrible, and they look at it as an opportunity to change the way we do things. Awful pandemic, why not do mail-in balloting? Horrendous pandemic, why not try to give billions of dollars to the pharmaceutical companies? Awful pandemic, why not try to give billions of dollars to broken blue states? You see, we as conservatives have to do something, and we have to repeat it every single day. No more giving the benefit of good intentions to Democrats who want to destroy our country. No more saying that, you know, we all want the same thing, we just have different ways of getting there. We all want the same thing, we just have to come together. Now, this state is no stranger to Republicans that have done one thing and said another. Now, I do want to say, in a slice of delicious irony, only that could be given to us by God, finally, Democrats have to deal with a little bit of a renegade in their own ranks here in the state of Arizona. Now, I will say, Kyrsten Sinema is more of a Republican than John McCain ever was, but and I'm not even saying that's a good thing. I'm saying that's the way it is. And at least she's holding the line in the filibuster. But as we're here in Arizona, we have to realize the ruling class, the political class in this state, for the last couple decades has tried to make you feel like you are alone. That you just have to elect the next person in line. It doesn't matter if they're bought by the big tech companies. It doesn't matter if they continually betray the will of the voters. Why do you think Arizona now has two Democrat senators, sent their electors to Biden, legalized pot, has some of the highest tax rates in the American Southwest? Is it because we've become too conservative? No, it's the opposite. It's because at every single corner, the people we put into political power to represent us, they act more like Democrats than Republicans. It's because the people that we put into power up and down as in the Arizona Republican apparatus far too often don't listen to the will of the voters. The opposite of a state that's going in another direction is someone that has decided to actually be more conservative than he ran on, and he's being rewarded by the voters. And I think some people in elected office in this state could learn from this person example, and that is Governor Ron DeSantis in Florida. Where Florida becomes more conservative. Here's the lesson, everybody. You want to change Arizona? You want to stop Californians from moving into Arizona? Then start passing laws they hate and that we love. They'll stop moving here. Start turning this state into a more conservative place. And for goodness sakes, enough with the ribbon-cutting Republicans. Oh, I welcome Google into the East Valley. Enough of that. We don't need Google or Facebook. We don't need these servers of these tech companies. We need to have Arizona-created jobs. No more Silicon Valleys coming into Arizona and raising property values and funding our elections. Arizona is now the center of American politics. As Arizona goes, America goes. with two Democrat senators and yet a population politically that has more registered Republicans than Democrats and a lot of people in the middle, this state is going to dictate whether or not America, the greatest nation ever to exist in the history of the world, will continue as we once remembered it. All of you matter more than even some of the voters in Utah. In fact, I hope they get rid of Mitt Romney very quickly, by the way. And California. Right now, every door you knock on matters more. Every conversation you have matters more. And every school board meeting you show up to matters more. Now, let me talk about that for just a second. Turning Point Action is our 501c4 organization. We're so thrilled to be able to host this venue and this rally and this forum. But almost all the effort that we do on a daily basis goes through Turning Point USA, where our daily mission is to play offense on high school and college campuses to fight back against the leftist indoctrination that's happening with our young people every single day. And people say all the time, Charlie, where are we going to fight and win on the front lines? Where are we going to push back against this tyranny? The fight is happening at the Chandler Unified School District. The fight is happening at the Scottsdale Unified School District meeting, where just in the last couple of days, they accidentally, just like how CNN accidentally emailed me the other day. It's true, they did. I got this email from the CNN reporter. It's a true story. And he emails me, he says, truer words have never been spoken, by the way. I got to tell you. They emails me, he says, the carrot versus the stick strategy with the vaccine. It's very clear the carrot is no longer going to work. This is CNN accidentally emailing me. But in a different turn of events of something accidentally being emailed, Scottsdale emailed to all of the parents accidentally saying that parents now have to commit to social-emotional learning and they have to give all of their background, their information, and their cultural sensitivities. This is happening up in Scottsdale right now. Now, if every single proud patriot peacefully and enthusiastically showed up to our school board meetings, this would change in an instant. I'm telling you right now, we have got to flood these school board meetings with people who love America and fight for our children. No more masks, no forced vax, and no critical race theory in our schools in Arizona.
Did you ever read the fine print that appears when you start browsing in incognito mode? It says that your activity might still be visible to your employer, your school, or your internet service provider. How can they even call it incognito? To really stop these people from visiting, from seeing the sites you visit, you need to do what I do and use ExpressVPN. Think about all the times you've used the Wi-Fi at a coffee shop, a hotel, or even at your parents' home. Without ExpressVPN, every single site you visit could be logged by the admin of that network. And that's still true when you're in incognito mode. What's more is your home internet provider, I'm talking about Comcast, AT&T, or whatever, can also see and record your browsing data. ExpressVPN is an application, it's an app, that encrypts all of your network data and reroutes it through a network of secure servers so that your private online activity says just that, private. ExpressVPN works on all of your devices and it's super easy to use. So stop letting strangers invade your online privacy. Protect yourself at expressvpn.com/Charlie. Use my link at expressvpn.com/Charlie. That's expressvpn.com/Charlie to learn more.
We as conservatives win when we play offense. Wars are never won by perpetually retreating and playing on the terms that they set. Let me give you another example. Constantly, Republicans are trying to pander to the newest issue that some apparatchik on television wants us to talk about. For example, they say, well, Charlie, what's your opinion on the trans rights issue? I say it's very simple. Men are men and women are women. Next question. It's not that hard. And that men should not be able to play sports against women in high school or in college, and girls and women need to be protected. We win by playing offense. We win by setting the terms of how we engage. And the person who taught us how to do this is President Donald Trump. He never took their premise. He played offense for 4 years, and he's still playing offense today. By the way, let me just do a straw poll. Who wants to see Trump run again in 2024? We need candidates, activists, and leaders that are always going to be playing offense. This state is the future of America. Now it's time for us to rise up to that challenge. My wife and I got married in this state on May 8th, and we are now going all in the state of Arizona. We're hosting a monthly event at Dream City Church called Freedom Square that I encourage all of you to check out and attend about how we can retake the public square. Turning Point USA, we are headquartered literally 15 minutes right down the street. And I feel as if all of us here today in this room, we have a purpose that's bigger than all of us to be here in Arizona at this time. You see, America being the greatest nation ever to exist in the history of the world, it was inevitable that we were going to get the best punch from the opposition imaginable, that they were going to lie about our history, that they were going to infiltrate our schools, that they were going to corrupt the corporations, that they were going to try to use the technology companies against us. And if we're honest with ourselves, decent people were asleep for far too long. That we allowed the sinister and the malevolent, and dare I say, evil people, to take over this country for the last couple decades. And this is why they keep on hitting us. They keep on hitting us because they are afraid of something. They're afraid that maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, all of a sudden, normal, decent, faithful, and God-loving Americans are going to say, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. They are doing everything they possibly can to try to preempt our action. They're trying to restrict our speech on social media. They're trying to kick us off of every single platform. And I'm proud to say that we are streaming exclusively on Rumble.com, R-U-M-B-L-E.com. Get off YouTube, everybody. They don't want President Trump. Stop using YouTube. Rumble is the place to go for all of that. I feel momentum. I'm going to close on this. Two things. Number one, we wanted to let as many people into this room as possible, and we intentionally did not charge because we wanted this to be a grassroots event. If you guys feel led to support our efforts at Turning Point Action to help on school boards and local races, it's tpaction.com. Help with what you can, totally optional. Number two, and finally, those of us that bind together in this fight, we have to realize that it's going to cost us something. You are going to lose friends. You're going to lose social status. You might lose your job. But the one thing that you will gain more than anything else is you can be the same person in public as you are in private. That you can look yourself in the mirror every single night and say, I am doing everything I possibly can to save this beautiful gift that I've been given. And everybody, today, the Arizona comeback begins, and we are going to take back Arizona and retire Mark Kelly, and we are going to win. God bless you guys. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, go to charliekirk.com/support. If you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com. Talk to you soon.